The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, 6th of December, 2011. Not yet. Okay, we'll have Mr. Robert Chapman with us in just a few minutes. Give me an opportunity to do this story real quickly. The Money Joy Boys came out today. Geithner was over, I think he was in Germany today, saying that, Europe has got to get the job done over there with stabilizing their banks, yada, yada, yada. But in Greece, which has been the indicator, if that blows, yeah, so blows Europe. Many people are saying that Europe blows right now anyhow. The governor of the central banks of Greece is a man of statistics, and what he's pointed out lately is the people are losing faith in their banks. Really? In September and October, savings and time deposits fell another 14 billion euros. In the first 10 days of November, and the decline continued on a large scale. Well, how large a scale are we talking here? Well, the Joy Boy over there said that our banking system lacks the scope to finance growth. It doesn't lack the scope. What does that mean? It lacks the capital to finance any growth. In other words, we don't have any capital to loan, to make interest, to make it interesting and to make a little bit of money, is basically what he just said. The outflow of funds from the Greek bank accounts has been accelerating at a rapid pace. At the start of 2010, savings and time deposits held by private households in Greece totaled almost $238 billion. By the end of 2011, they had fallen by 49 billion euros, and then since then, the decline has been gaining momentum. Savings fell by a further 5.5 billion in September, and an estimated $8.5 billion in October, the biggest monthly outflow of funds since the start of the debt crisis in late 2009. Now, when they say monthly outflow, that means people showing up at the windows going, give me my money. Now, the rate on these bank accounts stems from the uncertainty. Geez, they've figured this out in Greece. The uncertainty, which culminated in early November during a political turmoil that followed the announcement by then Prime Minister Giorgio Papandreou of the referendum on the second Greek bailout package. He threw out the bailout package and then bailed out. He left town. He withdrew the plan and stepped down following an outcry among European leaders against the referendum. But see, this is what the IMF is saying to these European central banks, are saying, look, you've got to do this, this, and this in the structure of your government and spending, or this is going to happen. If this happens, this being the collapse of Greece, well, so go Portugal, Spain, France, Germany, Ireland, United States, and what other planets these money masters have claimed a stake to. Let me check the dark side of the moon. They might have planted their flag on that moon. Who knows?
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, in Greece, the people are getting the idea that, they claim officially almost a 19% unemployment rate. And they're getting nervous, so they're taking their savings out of the banks and taking them home. Well, that may sound fine and dandy if you're talking about paper currencies. You can take it out of the bank and take it home and then sit there and watch your itty-bitty shrink in nature due to inflation. And this is a rigged game, folks. Remember, the house does not lose. Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. How are you today, sir?
I am fine, thank you. And I'm glad that you're covering Greece. On radio, television, and newspapers 2 years ago, we started to tell people to get their money out of the banks, and they've been doing so ever since. And I congratulate them. I don't know if I told you or not. There's a new book out by Michael Lewis called Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those bestsellers. And they got me on page 79 in relation to my instructions to people in Greece. I thought that was very nice of them to put me in there.
This sounds like bank runs going on in Greece. Now, Bob, let's jump in the Wayback Machine here and go back to 1999. Y2K. Everybody was heading into a near and sheer panic. Streetlights were going to stop working. oil wells at the bottom of the sea were going to stop functioning. Everything was going to go crazy because, well, the foresight of the computer programmers didn't consider the rollover into 2000. So this set off a lot of uncertainty. And what was really at the basis of this whole fear that wasn't discussed openly was that people, if they got a little nervous, didn't know the bank accounts are going to roll back their accounts to zero, whatever the case may be, this was at the bottom of this. Now, what we saw during 1999, we saw the bank system itself put tons and millions and millions and millions of dollars into restructuring their computers, changing the mainframes, putting new programming in, doing all of that. And by February, March of 99, they came out and said that, look, there's going to be no problems. We don't know if a street light's going to go out, but we can tell you the banking system is solid. Nobody has to worry. What was really uncovered after 1999 was the real reason why the banks had pumped all that money into restructuring and their mainframes and updating their computer systems is they were trying to avoid a run on the banks. Even for a day or two, if you showed up at the bank window and said, hey, give me all my money. Not enough to pay my bills for this month. Give me all my money. If everything's cool on January 1st of 2001, I'll be back. Well, of course, the banks are closed on New Year's Day, but what they were concerned about was a run on a bank. Now, the runs on the bank would have done one thing. That would have made it blatantly clear to everybody what fractionalized reserve banking was all about. And since 99, they have lessened the abilities for the banks to have reserves on hand. Now, if everybody showed up at the banks, Bob, to take out their money right now, either in Greece or in the United States or any place on this planet, what would happen to that banking system?
Well, it would still go down. It all depends on the demand. They'd probably shut the banks. At least for a time, and until they could sort out their problem. I never was a believer in that with my publication, and I had at that time extremely good contacts in Washington who told me, look, this is what's going on, this is what's going to happen. You don't want to be on the wrong side of this issue. And I think almost every other newsletter writer was on the side of the issue that says everything's going to go kaflooey. And, of course, that didn't happen, and I was right, and all of them were wrong. And some of these newsletter writers made a lot of money leading people in the wrong direction. And they think people like me forget about that. Well, I don't. And well, I know what they were up to.
Yeah, I was ambivalent. I didn't have you on the air back in 1999. And I would see the reports that would tell me that, it's going to be a little glitch, maybe a few bumps, nothing major, up to and including and past full financial collapse, and we do the dead cat bounce. But what happens, the point I was getting around to, is what the banks were really sweating back in 1999 was people showing up en masse at the banks to withdraw their deposits. Now, what happens with a bank when they don't have enough on hand and there's more of a demand of people, and They've got their money in the banks. They go to the bank to withdraw their savings. And I don't know what percentage it would have taken of the people that had deposits at XYZ Bank. But that would have exposed the fractionalized reserve banking. In other words, if everybody showed up to take their money out, if it's just for a day, that bank would have collapsed.
I think the figure is probably more like 10 to 20%. I mean, that's all it would have taken.
10 to 20%.
Yeah, that's all you need. And when people see the lines, they say, what's the line outside the bank for? Oh, I'm going to get my money. I think the bank might be having problems, and I don't want to be left with my money in a bank that I can't access. And the person says, well, gee, maybe I should get in this line with you. Thanks for the information. And so-and-so goes out of the end of the line opens up the handbag or the wallet and takes out that deposit book and joins. And instead of having 50 to 100 people in line, you might have 5,000. That's the way those things evolve.
We all must stay in the illusion of the full faith and credit because it's not actually based on any real things, any real dollars, any real anything. Like I said, it would have exposed the fractionalized reserve banking system. And as panic starts, panic spreads. Uncertainty and fear certainly spreads faster than anything else. So it could have meant that multiple banks, maybe even all of them. This is what I gleaned off of the 99 experience. I just sat back in amazement and watched this thing. But I watched where the money went for fast repairs of a purportedly faulty system. It was the banks pumping millions of bucks to redo their computers. So everything was fine, except if the people themselves would have lost that full faith and credit and started lining up, as they say in Jolly Old England, and lining up in queue. That's exactly what started to happen with Bank of America. And then the Bank of England came out and said, hey, no problem over there. They got plenty of funds. 2 weeks later, they don't have enough funds. And then the crash was on. Oh, God. Bob, a lot of funny stuff going on. The regulators, the Dodd-Franks, the Volckers, the this, the that, and the other. I was reading a story here on Bloomberg, and I was not aware of this, that they're in there drafting the rules for the oversight of $708 trillion in global swap markets. $708 trillion. That's a lot. So what are they actually trying to do with these regulators, Bob? The CFTC says, look, we need some more time, and oh, by the way, we need more money. Same thing the Security Exchange Commission said, that look, these are very complex, the bigger banks, and you know, we need more money. We need more money, and we need more manpower to do more oversight. What the hell's really going on with this?
Avoidance, extrapolation, extending, not facing the music. They don't want to get into the regulation of derivatives. I mean, they don't even regulate what they're supposed to regulate. The CFTC looks the other way with anything, with anybody who's connected within the Illumina structure. And so, I mean, you have things like Madoff happen. 11 years they had the information. 11! And never did anything. That's the SEC. And I broke the story 3 weeks before it ever happened. People said, how do you know that? Well, I know how I know it. And they just recently did the same thing. Aiding and abetting the MF global situation. And they're all in on it. And I've written this since the 1960s. And that's why I've been in such hot water with government, is they don't want the public to know these kind of things. And probably eventually they'll get around to people like you and I on these programs, and they'll start putting pressure, trying to get them off the air. And I think a time will come when they'll attempt that. And so the only way that the fractional banking system, which is most prevalent in the United States, England, and Europe, can continue to function is with more money out of thin air. It's the only way. And each time they do that, they create higher inflation. A few years from now, we'll have inflation of 50%. And we'll have Weimarization, and eventually the structure will fall, and we'll go into a deflationary depression. At the same time, they'll have another war.
I've seen some experts calling for that depression in 2013. They're actually coming out. They're actually coming out, Bob, and naming a year that we're going to slide into depression. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Any questions or comments for Mr. Chapman or myself is most assuredly welcomed. Bob, you wrote in your most recent newsletter, do we need central banks at all? And
no.
Your simple answer to that is no, but you also tout that, well, we should have a federal control of our money supply. Is that a good idea?
Well, the question is, who else is going to do it?
Well, how about states?
Yeah, they could do that. It all depends on whether you use a multiplicity of currencies or one. That's possible. It's happened before. But on the other hand, it's had a pretty rocky road during the 1800s. And you're probably much simpler having the Treasury Department do it as they did prior to 1913. And yes, they made plenty of mistakes.
Well, did the Federal Treasury prior to 1913, and they had control of the money, did they charge interest for that money?
I can't answer that question because I do not know.
I do not either. And that would be the question. If that's just going to be a clearinghouse for whatever debits or bills or whatever you want to say and call money, I could see that as a positive if we had, well, which would be pretty much tantamount to a greenback, would have no...
That's right.
It would have no
back. And that would make it work even better than it might otherwise. But you're going to have, whether you like it or not, there has to be a statutory limit to the amount of money and credit that can be created in any given year. That's what creates inflation. That's what creates today the depreciation of the U.S. dollar in this case. And as they continue to do that, creating gugobs of money, if you may, they compound the problem of inflation and depreciation of the currency and the buying power. And so you would have to have a limit of, I would say, 3%. And, of course, the bankers and businessmen are saying, well, with that lower cap on it, we can't have any growth. Well, that's not true. You just have to manage your money better. And, of course, people who use credit and credit cards would be unable to run up large balances. But that's okay. They should deposit money in and use a debit card. In fact, the banks would love that because they're having such bad results with people with credit cards. They're better off having everything on a debit card, and then they can't sustain losses.
Well, if we had a federal treasury and they were printing a currency that they'd charge zero interest at, and just say for a point of interest here, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were government guarantee clearinghouses for mortgages. If they did the same thing with a Freddie Mac and a Fannie Mae, and they were guaranteeing mortgages, but at zero interest, I'm sure there'd have to be some fees applied to take care of the shuffling of the paperwork and everything else, but just say there was a small fee attached to that. What do you think the housing market would look like right now here in America? Would we have more?
It'd be pretty robust, that's for sure. But in order to do that, you have to settle with Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA.
Yeah.
Their debt structure, their method of operation would have to stop. And how that would be arranged remains to be seen. But you could use them in their present state.
Well, one man had it. He said, look, I'm going to introduce some competing currency into the system here. It looked, for all intents and purposes, it looked like a Federal Reserve note, but it wasn't. It came out of the Treasury. It was called a federal note, and it bore zero interest. It was zero interest for the loans, culminating in almost $5 billion printed and put into circulation. That was John F. Kennedy. Contention was, that's why they killed him. Was it the CIA because he wanted to bust up the CIA, or was it the military-industrial complex and one of their willy wet teams that went out and got him because he didn't want the war in Vietnam, he wanted to pull the advisors out? When you look at all the other reasons why somebody might have been miffed, the number one reason, and the thing that you do not do, is once the funny money people get a hold in your country, they take over your banking system, they basically run your economy. And make no mistake about it, everything else is busy work to make a buck, but as long as you have that command and control at the top of that money, you essentially control every part of that country's economy. So to introduce a competing currency, not at a discount rate, not at a little cheaper interest rate, but at zero interest, I'd say the man that had the timidity to do something like that, we had to kill him and the idea of that competing currency.
And that they did do.
Is it your contention that's why they offed him?
Yes.
Mine too.
Absolutely.
Mine too.
Yeah, there's so many reasons. I mean, you know, I never talked to, well, on the other side.
On the other side. 800-313-9443. We only have Mr. Chapman for another hour and a half. If you have your questions, don't load me up in the second hour, folks. Call now, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that ExtendoVite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take ExtendoVite every day. Extend your life with ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Bob, going back to that story on Bloomberg, the new oversight for their $708 trillion global swap market, they're talking about the derivatives, they're actually putting a number on it, which I have not seen yet, albeit somewhat low, somewhere between a quadrillion and 1.4 quadrillion. Is this not the closest you've seen for them making a declaration of how much debt is out there?
Those are just credit the swap, the default swaps.
Okay.
Those are insurance or bets on currencies. And when you add the all the rest of them, you get 1.5 quadrillion. The whole thing is a make-believe Mickey Mouse market, and there is no collateralization at all. They're just contracts between players, and were players to get in trouble, the system could come down, and it wouldn't take much to do it. And that's why they're trying to keep the regulators away from it, because what they have done is bypass the system of buying, selling stocks and bonds and commodities, and created a whole new market that has the basis of a Ponzi scheme.
What do you see in here in the near future? What is going to be the ultimate tripwire for the collapse of Europe, ergo United States, and rest of the industrialized world?
the end of hyperinflation once it occurs. They'll be able to play their games up until 50% inflation, and then they won't work anymore. And that's when they'll have those wars, or a war, or whatever it is. And those who are going to participate, they know all about that. They know how the game works. And this time, it's a possibility that the parties who are against one another may liquidate the entire world.
You know, I find it interesting that back during the 50s and the 60s, 70s, 80s, Cold War, Russia, threat of nuclear war, that was the real big threat. Now the threat has shifted from nuclear, you know, let's start wars, nuclear exchanges, planets turned into a burned-out cinder, everybody's medium rare. Okay, fine. Well, we went from a nuclear threat to now a banking threat. There's always this mammoth thing that's going to blow up and obliterate everything and everybody. But the fascinating thing about this is that we had World War One, the most dangerous thing I think we had during that little worldwide fracas was poisonous gas. And not until actually the end of World War II, nuclear weapons. And then we played this little worldwide chess game with nuclear capabilities and who the threat was and what we had to grow to counteract said threat from whomever. And now the threat is systemic and worldwide, and it's coming from something that anybody, Bob, I mean anybody, looking at this is going, well, wait a minute. The system you created that's now threatening the civilized world with depression and starvation and riots and death and God knows what else, it's a faulty system to begin with. Why are not, what I'm waiting to hear is a chorus worldwide that we've got to dump the funny money people. We've got to go back to real currencies that are valued on real things. Where's the chorus on that one? I don't hear anything.
Well, it will come. And it will come in the form of, inflation is no longer 10%. It's 25%. It's getting serious. And then a little bit beyond that, and during that time, you'll have a great galloping rush into gold and silver-related assets. And then when we reach 50%, they'll say, enough. We've had it. Our system's coming down. All of these people, the people that we appointed to government positions like in Greece and in Italy, the head of the IMF, the head of the European Central Bank, and on and on and on, Federal Reserve, these are people who caused all these problems. We want it to stop. We want Congress to do something about it. And if Congress doesn't do something about it, you might have 100 million people marching on Washington. And I don't think the police are going to mace or beat people with that kind of a turnout, because it would be rather self-defeating. And I think that would give Congress the message. And if they didn't act, in all probability, there would be a military coup and the government would be taken over. Well, and all these people who have caused all these problems would be brought to trial and put in jail where they belong.
You know, I've been doing my own sample polling here with gold and silver companies, buyers and sellers of, the Wall Street boys like to call it a commodity. The rest of the planet likes to call it money. But gold and silver, less than 1% of Americans own gold and silver. Physically own gold and silver.
Worldwide, that figure is the same as it is in America. And that is 0.8 or 0.8%. It's true all over the world on average. Now, if we take the vast hoards in India, the rising hoards in China, Russia, Iran, Brazil, even Argentina. Argentina bought lots of gold at $4.20 an ounce. People forget that. And it goes on and on. And so what's going to happen is people are going to demand gold, and the bad money is going to be run out of circulation. And that only can come about with a replacement, a gold-backed or perhaps even a silver-backed replacement of the currency which is in existence. And I saw some interesting figures today. If, in fact, and we have no way of verifying this, and I don't believe these are the right figures, but if the government has 8,000 tons of gold and they're holding another 6 for other countries, they have in their possession 14,000 tons of gold. And if that is true, then the money that's being created to bail out Europe probably might have to be paid off, if in maybe in part, by using gold, the gold that is already being held by the United States government for those countries. There's a lot of ways that this thing could go. But I think in the final analysis, once you have a collapse, a new dollar will appear and it'll have gold backing. And there's no way to get around.
Let's go to the phones. Steve in Michigan. Hello, Steve.
John, you there?
Yes, sir.
There you go. I thought I lost you. Bob, it's Steve from Michigan. You once called me and gave me some good advice. I want to say thank you. And I want to thank both of you guys and your staff and all the other guests you have on for trying to do your damnedest to wake up the American population and the world population. Unfortunately, as a guy who's out here every day trying to do the same thing, I can tell you that I'm losing hope, because I don't think most of these people have the interest or the education or the knowledge necessary to try to discern exactly what's being done to them. And when people like us try to explain it, they quickly shut down and want to discount it. And it's disheartening, because we all know the hour is growing very near.
Well, and let me ask you this, Steve. If they're willing to discount what you're saying, have you asked them for an explanation of what they think's going on?
I have, and all you get is the usual Republican-Democrat dichotomy, or plain and simple, John, they just don't care. These people don't realize that they're about ready to be marched into the oven. And I've been listening to you probably for 5, 3, 4 years. Other people going back further than that. I had a guy that I work with try to tip me off back in 1991 with a copy of a magazine. I think it was called The American Libertarian, and it talked about 9/11 then. And quite honestly, I thought he was nuts at the time, but that was 20 years ago.
Sure.
And in that 20 years, all these things have evidenced themselves to be real. I also happen to live near Chicago, and I'm familiar with the Daley family, and I see Rahm Emanuel jogging down the street near his summer home, and Barack Obama and Oprah Winfrey and Louis Farrakhan. It seems like they all want to come over and live in my neighborhood. And I can tell you that the population of this country in my region, which is the Midwest, is enamored by these people. And it's really sad.
Well,
Dick, really.
Well, they've had no basis for a comparison. They have not had a counter argument for the propaganda that's been pumped into their head, political and otherwise, for a number of years. So when you get away from that, you're easily confused, you're easily misdirected. And I believe, in my heart of hearts, that's exactly what has happened to the American people. I mean, geez. I mean, Steve, think about it. Have you heard any real conversations about the real problems facing this country and the real reasons why we're having the problems on mainstream television? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
And I'll tell you, I just sat at lunch today with a very educated person that I work with, an intelligent person with a family, and I tried explaining to him, you know, some of my sources and where he could go to hear these things for himself,
mm-hmm.
rather than re-explained by me, and these people just, they're not interested.
Well, you must be living around some people that are still have enough insulation around them that they think that this is going to blow by them. Yeah, it's harder times. You're paying a little bit more for stuff, but don't worry. We've always pulled through.
That's what I live by.
Yeah, you're in and around people that have enough of that insulation that it hasn't affected them yet. They're not looking at being dispossessed from their house. They're not looking at a situation where they're losing their income. They're not considering the rates of inflation that they're going to be facing. They're not looking at a lot of things. So, you know, the only thing that I can say as this thing draws down, these people will wake up, but who cares if they do or not?
Yeah, I know. It might just be too late by the time they do.
Well, and if they don't, well, they lose.
Right.
And from our standpoint, you've been trying to do what you've been able to do to wake them up. Hey, look, you can attempt to awaken Rip Van Winkle from his slumber, but who doesn't want to wake up? Let him sleep. Let him sleep, and he'll wake up one of these days deader than a doornail.
Well, as a guy who has bought the freeze-dried food, and I've got the AR-15s, and I'm loaded up on Vienna Philharmonics and silver and everything, you know, I've done everything we've talked about or you guys have talked about, and I've listened. And, you know, so I feel as prepared as you might be able to get short of building an underground bunker. But at the same time, it's not comforting, you know?
No, it's not. None of this stuff is comforting,
no, this
really.
It's not comforting at all. There's no amount of gold or silver or food or ammo you can buy that you go back to how you felt 10 or 15 years ago where you feel like you just want to get up on a Sunday and go for a walk down your street and smell the air and enjoy the birds chirping. Those days are gone in this country.
What you've just described, Steve, is the greatest enemy we have, and that is losing hope. And in the absence of that, you're going to have some very distraught people. What has not been talked about enough is possible solutions to this. We keep looking at Washington, D.C. We know there's no hope there because they're in on the game. The Federal Reserve people own all the seats in Washington, all 535 of them, the presidency, the vice presidency, the cabinet, and damn near anybody connected with them. So, and again, I will say this. This is why the FBI was alerted months ago that you got to watch out for the sovereign movement. They were talking about individuals, sovereign individuals. But what really is at the heart of this is a sovereign state. We're a republic of 50 republics, not necessarily states. But this is what they're afraid of, that the states get together or individually, and just look at the Fed and go, you know, we're exercising our true 10th Amendment here. We're claiming our sovereignty. You've screwed the pooch here, and we're taking matters into our own hands. This is what they're deathly afraid of. So short of that, a lot of people have contended, Steve, that it's going to take this crash to really wake people up. I myself don't want to operate in an arena of checkpoints and people kicking in doors and things of that nature, because in chaotic situations, you think people are not acting as they should now. Wait till you have riots in the streets. Wait, and this is what they're waiting for. They've got everything geared toward this. So short of that total collapse and then people finally waking up, but waking up in the middle of a perfect storm, Steve, you're going to survive. I'm going to survive. I ache for my country. I hurt because there are many stupid Americans. Notice I didn't say ignorant, but stupid Americans that want to remain that way in this country. And they want to believe what they want to believe, regardless of the fact.
I'll make two last points, ask a question. I'm getting off the line.
All right.
I've encountered one of my best friends and another gentleman recently that I've met that are both in special forces, have been for the last 25 years,
mm-hmm.
both recently retired, and they have both confirmed to me that everything you and I think went wrong in Afghanistan and Iraq did. They could have had Bin Laden anytime they wanted them, and both of those people are making preparations to move out of this country as we speak.
Well, did your special forces buddy know that Bin Laden has been dead for a number of years?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were also both in Tora Bora when they had him cornered there.
Yeah, and let him go.
And let him go. They both claimed the CIA, they laid there for 3 days in the mountains, had him zeroed in, and the CIA would not implement an airstrike until he left, and the next day they bombed the shit out of that place.
You just used the no-no word.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Thank you for your call, Steve. Sorry. All right. Yeah. Well, they didn't want to go. They didn't want to officially kill off Osama bin Laden because they weren't done with him as a front dummy. Bob.
The beard.
I'm telling you, man. And it used to make me laugh every time the CIA released a new picture or video of bin Laden. It was a lookalike. You know, it, totally out of the realm of what a true Islamic would believe and how he would conduct himself. And to see this go on. You know, I mean, noses twice as big as Osama bin Laden's nose was. There's the stand-in wrapped up in a towel and the usual garb. And yes, that's Osama bin Laden. They weren't done with him as supposedly being the leader of Al-Qaeda. Not that he ever was. We'll break. We'll be right back. More of your calls, 800-313-9443.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
All righty. We're back. Let's go to Art in Arizona. Hello, Art.
Is the phone still live?
Phones.
Merry Christmas.
We have what? 19 shopping days till Christmas.
Magnificent time to teach family and loved ones and friends about those 50 sovereign nation states. And no matter how bad it gets, we don't spurn our birthright. This is our birthright. SOF, don't bugging out. Stay in country.
Mm-hmm.
Make that tornado shelter. No matter how bad it gets, 50 states. Hey, what's round on both ends and high in the middle? It ain't Ohio, come on. It's an Arizona motorist high on legal marijuana.
Right.
Now, I got a question for you. How come, and it's a complex issue, I'm not coming down on one side or the other, why must a businessman pay a $45,000 USD license fee to have a storefront to peddle medical marijuana? Rhetorical question. $45K, what's up with that?
You got me.
Now, I have a United States Federal After Action Combat report of a Groom Lake humanoid clone kill. And I want to talk about that. But because y'all were talking about gold.
Art?
Yeah.
You are not smoking some of that Mile High stuff, are
no,
you?
No. Come on.
Okay. Well, I don't get into aliens or Groom Lake crap or anything like that.
Talk to Ben Tompkins, U.S. Air Force. He's all over online. And
yeah.
He's a Groom
and that's
Lake guard.
Ben, and that's Ben Tompkins' world. That's not mine.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Before I ask you that question, if I may, when in the last decade, while I was performing slag haul-off at Phelps Dodge Morenci, southeastern Arizona, security at Heart of Gold Morenci informed me that they had identified a high-grade deposit of gold as large as two Super Kmarts or two Super Walmarts stacked one on top of the other. Now, I didn't get into the pit to the extent that I got a sample. However, there's buku more gold than we are being told. And in that event, an individual by the name of Fowler attempted to murder me. An Army/civilian judge and law enforcement attempted to beat me up in the Clifton jail. And I barely got out of the civilian, mining, military, and law enforcement fiasco with my skin intact, and I'm verified through the 24th Circuit as already having been hit by SWAT, Army, PD, and dry fire gun run intimidation Apache. So what I want to ask you is this. Do you have any humanoid experimentation kill reports from known U.S. federal employees?
Bob, I don't know how to address this. I don't even know where this is going.
Why do we call Robbie in?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Robbie would know something. But listen, Ron Bracey, U.S. federal employee, 45 ACP spinal wound, 520-406-1945, is not expendable, but we need additional witnesses of humanoid experimentation.
Well, whatever. Art, I'm over the human error experimentation.
I know, golly, the sheep is weird, man. But thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
I know what he's getting in his stocking at Christmas. It's more of that Mile High stuff. Folks, I don't get into the humanoid UFO out there on the edge of any credibility branch and jump up and down on that. I got too much on the plate that I'm dealing with right now. We'll be back. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up, 800-313-9443. Gold.